I'm Mary Walter, sitting in for Brian Kilmeade, and joining us now is Dr. Kanta Ahmed. She is a pulmonologist who has treated COVID-19 patients at NYU Langone, and also she's a visiting fellow at the Independent Women's Forum. Dr. Ahmed, thank you for joining me. Appreciate it.
Great to be with you, Mary. Thanks.
Now, in the interest of full disclosure, my husband is also a pulmonologist and an ICU physician. So he was up to his eyeballs in COVID patients at one point, about a month ago, maybe a little bit more than that. So I hear a lot about this, and I understand a lot about it. What I found so interesting is out in Missouri, over Memorial Day weekend, Missouri opened up and they got a lot of criticism for opening up because these states that are opening up and not adhering to the world, the WHO guidelines or the CDC guidelines, there was a lot of criticism lobbed at them. And we also saw pictures of the Lake of the Ozarks where people were crowding into swimming pools and they were on boats and they were swimming together and they were partying on boats. And you saw the pictures and a lot of tut-tutting and finger wagging about how there's no social distancing. They're not wearing masks. And now we find out that there are no new COVID-19 cases. Everybody predicted a surge after Memorial Day, and there are no new COVID-19 patients from that. What happened? How did that happen?
That's interesting because I was just reading this morning, there's a 12% increase in cases in Minneapolis where the protests are happening. So I can't explain that. And first of all, thank you for your sacrifice as a family member of an ICU physician. That's what I was doing for 50 days. It's an incredible sacrifice for the families and for the physicians that were dealing with. And I'm sure your husband will probably share my sentiments. Seeing these scenes, not just of the Ozarks, but the protests and the riots and the contact the police has to have with the public, the protesters being corralled when they have to be taken away or arrested or detained. This is an ignition. This is an ignition to a super spreading event nationally. Now, yesterday, we reached zero deaths related to coronavirus in New York, the first time since the beginning of March. That is 3 months of society trying to arrest this pandemic. And now we are seeing in over 147 cities, mass gatherings, public gatherings, no social distancing possible, tear gas, coughing, shouting, screaming, singing. We've just seen astonishing scenes from the George Floyd Memorial, the first of three. It is impossible to think that this does not cause a spike in cases. Now, with the Ozarks, it's possible there was already a degree of immunity. We did studies early on in New York where we surveyed people from all over New York State, and we found that 21% of New Yorkers already had antibodies. So there has been exposure, and people are developing antibodies. But that is that does not reassure me at all. And like your husband, I also spent 50 days rotating in an ICU, and I do not want to go back there because of the level of death and risk and suffering. And as a physician, I understand, and as an American, the need to protest and the egregious killing of George Floyd and what he represents, not only to us now, but in the history of this kind of violence. But it just is unacceptable. I looked after so many patients dying who died. The families could not assemble at the graveside. The families could not assemble at the wake, the cremation, the burial. This is intolerable for me. Intolerable. And we've had our political leaders in New York at each other's throats and also inviting protest. How can you invite protests when the United States has had more cases than anywhere else in the world? Almost 2 million cases in this country, 6.7 million in the whole world. In New York itself, we've had nearly 29,000 deaths. That is 10 9-11s since March.